Good morning.
Good morning.
In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. I want to share with you a reading from St. James's deuterocanonical text, his Protoevangelium, one of the earliest writings of the Church, not contained in Scripture, of course, but given the close proximity of St. Iacovos, the brother of our Lord, to pen an account of his experiences, the Church from the entirety of her history has regarded this text as sacred. It reads from the first chapter, "About the ninth hour, Anna went down to her garden to walk. And she saw a laurel there and sat under it and prayed to the Lord, saying, 'O God of our fathers, bless me and hear my prayer as you blessed the womb of Sarah and gave her son Isaac.' And gazing towards the heaven, she saw a sparrow's nest in the laurel and made a lamentation in herself, saying, 'Alas, who begot me? And what womb produced me? Because I have become a curse in the presence of the sons of Israel, and I have been reproached, and they have driven me in derision out of the temple of the Lord. Alas, to what have I been likened? I am not even like the birds of the heaven, because even the birds of the heaven are productive before you, O Lord. Alas, to what have I been likened?" As she continued to pray, eventually, St. James's text concludes, or continues rather, "And behold, an angel of the Lord stood by and said to her, saying, 'Anna, Anna, the Lord has heard your prayer. And you shall conceive, and you shall bring forth, your seed shall be spoken of in all the world.' And Anna said, 'As the Lord my God lives, if I beget either a male or a female, I will bring it as a gift to the Lord my God. And it shall minister to him in holy things all the days of its life.'" This, my brothers and sisters in the Lord, is the ancient account of St. Anna praying for a child, and the Lord hearing her prayer, and sending down an angel to visit her in her garden, and to let her know that she and her husband would indeed eventually have a child in their great and later years. Anna's prayer was answered in a garden. And as I think that we all know by now, we are attempting to purchase a former garden center so we can build our church, our garden. A garden center to become a church, dedicated to a saint who had her prayer answered in the center of her garden. Of course, not just a saint, our matron saint, our protectress, our guide, our inspiration in Christ. Now, I suppose some of you may have visited that property when it was a garden center. We never lived here at that time, but I very recently seen pictures of it. There were beautiful plants, trees for sale, large decorative pots, fruit trees, vegetables, herbs, and beautiful flowers to be planted in one's garden of every assortment. Now, these were some of their marketing materials. They didn't have in these pictures any pictures of garden supplies. But I'm pretty sure that they had aisles of gloves and rakes and shovels and bark and plant food, fertilizer, pesticides, and weed control. I bet they had products for healthy gardens, healthy plants, healthy trees, and healthy soil. Healthy soil, or the good soil, is the topic of today's gospel reading. Our Lord used the imagery of soil, dirt in the ground, to illustrate the condition of the human soul and how to cultivate, enrich, prepare, and tend to its health. Our Lord in His parable spoke of four different conditions that are three different conditions, rather, that are disfavorable and dangerous, and one that is the culmination of love, of truth, of honesty, of standing before God Himself in our intentions. The soil of the earth, or the soul of the person, can become like a hardened path, cold, hard, unyielding. This refers to the person who hears the word of God but refuses to take heed and lets the devil swoop in and snatch that word away, never having even been given the opportunity to take root and to dwell within the heart. The soil of the earth or the soul of the person may become shallow, superficial, phony, or disingenuous. This challenge is to a person who hears and accepts God's commandments and at least lets them take root, but only for a small and fleeting time, just barely below the surface. God's commandments of integrity and humility and genuine love for Him are quickly received and then just as quickly abandoned. There really isn't a garden product for this type of soil, only hard work, spiritual effort, getting your hands dirty and extracting and picking out the rocks will be able to cleanse this soil. This is different soil, but like all of them, it can become, with diligence and prayer, a safe, fruitful place in which to throw and cast down a seed. The soil of the earth and the soul of a person can then become distracted, overcome, suffocated, and challenged. This condition hurts the person who is concerned with worldly desires, consumption, material gain, thirst for advantage, and earthly rather than heavenly pursuits. This is the third type of soil that Christ spoke of in His parable. So I take that to mean that this is the type of soil that He sees in most of our gardens. He, through the act of creation, bestowed upon us every good thing as He spoke to us in His garden. He gave us the abundance of His garden. He, even through God, was ultimately forced to banish us out of His garden. Yet He gave us, through long-suffering and unconditional love, the ability, through repentance, to re-enter His garden. And it is in His garden where we find the good soil. Soil that is prepared and ready to yield up a bountiful harvest, a plentiful yield, a fruitful return. On, or rather in this soil, the seed has a chance to survive, to take root, to grow strong, to mature naturally, and to produce abundantly. I am positive that the Western Garden Center in Sandy, Utah, sold numerous products to attend to the needs of good soil. I'm sure there were aisles upon aisles of good soil type stuff to be had. But when that building becomes sanctified, when it fulfills its ultimate purpose, when it becomes divinely retooled and circles back to the very garden of St. Anna herself, those aisles of products will become aisles within a sanctuary where the faithful will cultivate the soil of their souls, using their path towards repentance, the source of spiritual disciplines, the comfort and sanctity of the sacraments, and like the entire point of today's gospel reading, the hearing of God's word and the keeping of it, the understanding of it, and the living of it. Our Saint Anna sat under a laurel tree that was planted and cultivated in the good soil of her garden. She prayed, she was heard, and she was blessed. And for us, a parish dedicated to her name and continuing her fidelity and steadfastness here on earth, and perhaps in a garden center, again she prays, and again she will be heard, and it will be us who are blessed. Amen.